The influx of Hispanic immigrants to some parts of the U.S. has led to a problem on the highways. In many states, Hispanics account for a disproportionate number of drunk driving deaths. In North Carolina, where the Latino population has grown by more than a third in this decade, alcohol-related crashes have become a leading killer of Latinos. And as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, community groups are trying to reverse that trend.
When Hispanic restaurant and grocery owners gathered for a seminar this week in Durham, North Carolina, the lesson of the day was sa un vendedor responsable, be a responsible seller of alcohol.
How many of you own the tiendas or work in the tiendas? All right, this is for you.
This class at a Hispanic community center was conducted by a state alcohol law enforcement agent. As the business owners wore headphones to listen to a Spanish translator, Officer Keith Patterson briefed them on alcohol laws and how to tell when a customer has had too much.
Someone's walking around in a restaurant or walking in a bar, you definitely want to be observant and notice their way they walk, making sure they're not swaying or swaggering. Or stumbling and bumping into things, you know.
Agents like Patterson have taught classes in English for decades, but only this summer has the curriculum been translated into Spanish, reflecting the growing number of Hispanic businesses in North Carolina and the growing problem with alcohol in the state's Hispanic community. Grocery store owner Manuel Gonzalez observes the problem firsthand among his customers.
Well, yeah, I see many times, you know, almost every day, come and buy beers and just driving and drink at the same time. You know, when they driving, and I try to explain to you, don't drive and drink, but they keep doing it.
Nationwide, Latinos rank second only to Native Americans in their alcohol death rate on the highway. The extent of the problem varies from state to state, but community leaders say it seems worse in places where Latinos have newly immigrated. At El Pueblo, a Hispanic advocacy group in North Carolina, Safety Director Tony Acion says Latino drunk drivers tend to be young men in the U.S. without their families, people who have a lot of free time and a lot of what Acion calls machismo.
The machismo thing is when you say, if I don't drive, I'm basically letting everybody know that I can't handle my liquor, and if I can't handle my liquor, I'm not much of a man, and so I have to drink and drive. And that is something that I think education will take care of.
Acion's group is sponsoring these public service announcements on Spanish radio stations with a grieving mother who lost her son in an alcohol-related accident. Other agencies, including the State Highway Patrol, are passing out educational brochures at Hispanic events. Meanwhile, a member of North Carolina's congressional delegation is taking a harder line on the issue. Republican Sue Myrick pushed an amendment through the House to automatically deport drunk drivers who are undocumented.
I hope it sends a message that you obey the laws in the United States, and the laws are you don't drive drunk.
Myrick introduced her legislation after a repeated drunk driver, an illegal Mexican immigrant, caused a fatal accident in her district. And while the measure's fate in Congress remains uncertain, Myrick says there's widespread anger in North Carolina about the issue. Indeed, many Hispanic leaders worry alcohol not only is costing lives on the highway, but also is harming their community's image at a time when immigration already is a divisive subject. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.